go, Steph.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to what might be the last podcast of this Kingdom IQ learning season.
Hello.
Hey. So it's Lolo Thornton, and I'm here with Stephanie, and Jason is walking around baby Jaren. And Timmy T is here behind me. I'm smacking the tum-tum.
Smack it. I always like that after a good meal, a good tummy smack. It aids digestion.
Anyway, well...
That's metaphorical.
We're a little loopy.
It's been a long season of kingdom digestion. Everybody give yourself a good, strong tummy smack. A good old punch in the gut.
Okay. So we're going to just wrap up all of these wonderful posts here and talk about some of our favorites through this season. So, Steph, let's start with you. Do you remember any... You remember anything that happened?
Some.
Or is your mind still just exploding from the sheer volume?
That and having a newborn all at the same time. Yeah. My favorite is the submission one.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've always wondered what it was, submission, because you hear both sides in the church talk about, we don't talk about submitting. Yeah. That's a bad word. Right. Or you hear the, you should submit right. to your husband,
right?
You know, kind of preached in the wedding ceremony. And I found it to be with Jason a really safe place, submitting to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with the father. And that week was the first week that Jason started working again after not working for 4 months.
Yes.
And so it was a week where I was at home by myself, feeling very stuck because we only have one car, and just everything was compounding all at one time. And one of the main quotes from the week was trusting the Father instead of just that everything that comes to you is given to you by the Father. Mm-hmm. And that was really good for me to hear that week and be able to receive it when everything felt like it was messed up, and just being able to submit to the Father and say, okay, you've brought Jason this job. We only have one car for this season, and you're going to provide for everything, mm-hmm. and I can trust you in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helped me make it through that week, mm-hmm. because I was submitting to not only my husband and his working, but submitting to the Father that he's going to provide for all my needs.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like when you're talking about submission, I don't, and because I know you guys too, I know that when you talk about it, you're not talking about an overlording kind of thing.
No.
You're not married to someone who wants, like we talked about during that week, your blind obedience, where you have no, you have no heart in the matter. You just mm-hmm. you're just the yes woman, you know?
Yeah.
And what it seems to me like you're talking about with submission is that you really, like, submitted your heart, meaning that you put your heart in there, and you got it messy with the Lord and with your husband because you trusted them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that?
That's totally true. And when I try to just, like, agree with Jason, but my heart's not really in it, he can totally tell.
Hmm.
He's like, okay, let's keep talking about this. Because I can tell you're okay, wasn't either submitted or I wasn't there with him.
Yeah.
I was like, sure, okay, we can move on to another topic. Hmm. But he can tell when I'm not really, my heart's not there.
Yeah.
And he keeps going after it.
Isn't that such a great new way of thinking about submission?
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it.
I do too. I'm glad to be submitted.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
When you have husbands like ours, it's pretty easy.
It's a blessing.
I feel more empowered than I ever have because I am married to a man like Tim.
Yeah, it's not diminishing whatsoever. Mm-mm. It's actually giving me more space to be myself.
That's awesome.
Than before.
Hallelujah. That's so cool. Jason. Your
he
mind.
Has so many favorite moments.
You have so many favorite moments.
From the Kingdom IQ season.
You don't have to talk about a specific post. Just talk about something you've thought about in the last week.
Hmm.
What? You can think about it. We'll come back to you if you want.
Well, I can tell you one thing.
Great.
It's not related to the post, but one thing I really enjoyed over the season was the cohorts.
Really?
Yeah, I I thought it was really great. We, in the cohort we were in, it the conversation usually wasn't really deep, and we didn't always spend a lot of time in prayer, although we typically did have some prayer time. But what I really enjoyed about it was being with the people that were there. Mm-hmm. We would do a dinner each time, and we enjoyed having dinner with them, and then we would try to focus down into the Kingdom IQ stuff. But the thing that was really great was just being with those people. And I think that's one of the great things about this whole training series is the focus on people, mm-hmm. the focus on relationships,
yeah,
and that we are family in a body.
Yeah, it really was something so, like, so focused. After the, what about maybe the third or fourth root, we really dug into the relational atmospheres around us, which isn't that the most practical application of a lot of this stuff. Is just, how do you live life together? Mm-hmm. How do you live life with other human beings on the planet? Because we're not called into isolation. We're called to family and to be unified and to navigate those tricky waters. We talked a lot in our cohorts about navigating the tricky waters of relationship and how this comes in to the everyday nitty-gritty, not just going to church on Sundays and mm-hmm. dealing with, you know, the leadership kinds of things that come up with those kinds of services and that kind of thing, but also just your everyday life, going to work and back and taking care of your family in the midst of ministry, and how to balance things out, how to understand the inner workings of your friendships, and how to build good boundaries and walk in forgiveness and all of those things.
So important.
Yeah, and those are the kinds of things that we get to look forward to now, moving out of the Kingdom IQ season, that we're looking forward to an explosive worship and prayer life, which is my favorite thing. I love it so much. And to just see each other, we can encourage each other this way too, like all the people, all of you out there in podcast world, all the people in your cohort, we would expect you guys to now be, you know, that you've got this current now that you've established towards relational health, and we expect you to be encouraging one another that way. We expect you to be encouraging one another towards relational health and towards speaking well of each other and seeing each other according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh, and holding each other to a higher standard, because that's what Jesus does, and we love to do what he does. So what else do you think we can see, Tim, or look forward to coming out of this Kingdom IQ season?
this will relate to what, for me, over this season has been just a favorite revelation.
Oh, yeah, good.
Coming upon revelation, because I've sort of understood this concept and taught it many times, but I'm really enjoying swimming deeper in the waters of, well, Ben kind of alluded to it in, I think, the last post before this, two posts before this one, about repenting from dead works.
Mm,
and
that was good.
I think the other part was about faith. Something about acting in faith, releasing faith. What?
No, you're going to. It's okay.
the baby slobbery.
Okay. I've been talking a long time about, you know, beginning with the Lord and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Beginning with intimacy with the Lord and not, you know, doing in order to get to a place with the Lord. That was an important revelation before. This time, the normal Christian life really started getting to me. And I started seeing ways in which I was trying to live the kingdom life still by my own strength.
Oh.
Or to follow the way of the kingdom, but with the engine of life force still being out of my own self-effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that book really uncovered for me that the kingdom way is the life of Christ. And if I've been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, then the only life available for me to live is the life that Christ is living in me. And so that deeper revelation being one of my favorite things over this season, the thing I'm looking forward to in the next season is holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Just increased holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because holiness without Christ being the engine that fires that life is just a burden. Mm-hmm. It's just an unattainable standard. Mm-hmm. When the life of Christ is empowering our holiness, then it's going to be joy and pleasure and freedom. So mm-hmm. I think that I'm looking forward to a lot more holiness through the grace of the life of Christ lived out in us in the next season.
Wow. Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
That's pretty awesome.
Where supernatural is the new natural.
Yeah. I mean, then I love it because this is, we're more spirit than we are natural, and that's the way we live. We are a means for Christ to live his life in us. And what a privilege and what an adventure. I think one of the things that I'm excited about is just continuing to live the adventure of life in Christ. That it's, like you said, his burden is light. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. And I have found so much joy in not thinking too hard about things. And just, you know, just having kind of a, what Tim used to call being sporting with the Holy Spirit and just risking it, just saying it, just doing it, just see what happens.
Let's just try.
Yeah, and it's just so fun. The life in Christ is so fun and so wonderful, and it's so humbling because you know that there's no way we could live the kind of life that we live without Christ. I would just be tanked if he wasn't who he said he was. My life would be a complete waste if Jesus wasn't who he says he is. But he is. And so, awesome. Anyway, what are you all out there in podcast land excited about? What are you looking forward to? You've said goodbye to a lot of things. You've said goodbye to feeling behind and striving to keep up, suffering from unbelief and the failure to launch. Fear of failure, fear of man. You have no reputation, remember? Your life is hidden in Christ. So those are all the things we've left behind, judgments, agreements, vows. And now we just look forward to a future of great enjoyment and great fun in the Spirit. Do you have anything else that you would like to say? Anyone?
Well, I just think at the end of the learning arc, yes, we call Kingdom IQ, two things, actually. The words larger sphere were jumping off the page to me from this post.
Yeah.
Ben wrote Miracles in Faith on behalf of a larger sphere as something we would look forward to. And I'm really excited about the larger sphere part. These aren't all just things that we practice in our own personal life. It's something that we do together as a people and as a group. And we find their completeness together. So I think that really deserves to be said. And then I also think that having been through all this, there's a level of accountability. The scripture says, only let us live up to what we've already attained. And now we've attained through this experiential teaching communal experience we called Kingdom IQ, we've attained some new things. We've attained some greater revelation of the kingdom. We've had some breakthroughs personally and together as a group. And so I think we're now accountable to a different level of living. And so it might be helpful as you look at this post to write down, what are the things that are going to allow you to sustain the amazing life of worship and prayer, the relational health, the walking in miracles and sporting with the Holy Spirit, to live from your sense of belonging. And what are the ways that you would recognize if you were slipping back into what was behind? Whether it's feeling left behind or all the things Lori mentioned. How would you recognize if your life went back to those things so you can forget what is behind and strain on ahead to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of you?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Jason?
I was just thinking that before creation was ever created, the Father had you in his thoughts. He has great dreams for you, fun plans, fun things for you to do with your life and for your time with him. You should go out and have fun with him. Mm. You should agree with him that life is grand and that he has everything covered.